Yo, you know what's crazy? Okay,
but first of all, I can't even say when the first time I saw you wear jeans. I can't even say.
Okay, wait, let's start the podcast first. Hey, if you guys are new to the channel, welcome. Mondays and Thursdays, we drop podcasts. You know what I mean? It's me and Lo. We talk about life shit, fun stuff, and sometimes viruses. If you guys are listening on YouTube, go know the gang. Gang. Apple Podcasts, rip us a 5-star. That is the wildest shit I said in a while. Rip us a 5-star.
Rip us.
Can't believe I said that. I went through my mind and my filter went, you're good to say it. And then after I said it, so regardless of where you're watching, just show love on the RSS feed. Go ahead, follow.
Facts.
You know what's crazy?
On Apple, when you rate us, put in dad jeans, because that's what you have.
You know,
mom jeans.
Are they?
You wearing mom jeans right now? No, those are dad jeans. They're too dark to be mom jeans.
Oh, word?
Yeah, those are dad jeans.
If you had
denim blue jeans on, I would definitely say they're mom jeans.
When I was gaining weight at an alarming rate, after I dropped out of uni and I was in Ajax just, you know, chilling.
Yeah.
I went to Popeyes like daily. And so the Popeyes memes were 100% true to the point where like all the near, like the three or four Popeyes near me, they all knew me pretty well. To the point where they were like, bro, you ain't even come in for 3 days. And I'd be like, I eat other things, damn. But it's like, it's because I did it so consistently. One day in the middle of winter, Toronto winters, you know, it's cold, windy. You shouldn't be out there in shorts, but I wear shorts anyway.
Yeah.
I walked into the Popeyes and I saw this 30-year-old white guy dressed like me. And he was fat and like, I was like, bro. So I saw him and I was like, he's wearing shorts and a t-shirt in cold weather. I do that. He's fat as shit. I do that. And so in my mind, it kind of just hit me. I was like, is that about to be me? In like 6-7 years, if I don't get my shit together. So then I kind of let that.
Well, he was white though, so.
I mean, but same premise. I was like, yo.
Oh, okay. I was like, you're going to turn white.
That's going to be my future. And then so like a few months ago, a similar thing happened. And I was like, bro, I got to get my shit together.
What happened? What do you mean?
Where I just saw somebody and I was like, yeah, that's going to be me if I don't get my shit together.
Hey, man. It was at the gym.
And I was like. That can't be me.
But you're slimming down though.
That's cool. Word. But there's no point in me buying clothes right now. Are you looking for fucking virus updates?
Yeah, because apparently Chris Paul went over to the bench and asked, like, what's going on? What's wrong? Because they just pulled Rudy out of the game. And then they were like, yeah, don't come over here. Don't come near the bench. Yo,
and NBA players have bad hygiene because they'll just take their mouth gear out and put it in and put it back in. They all caught that then.
Everybody caught that game.
Word. That's crazy. Tough. Just going to say, like, I should probably get my like life together. You know what I mean?
I mean, you're getting it together though, so that's cool.
I am, and it actually feels really good. Like fucking incredible.
Facts. But yo, we literally stopped the other podcast and just rushed into another podcast.
We did do that.
That's facts. But I can't even have these conversations with you about relationships because
I didn't say nothing about relationships right now.
I'm talking about in the last podcast.
Oh, why?
We kind of just stopped it on me and my ex relationship problems.
It wasn't really a relationship.
Yeah, it really wasn't a relationship, but I don't know. What I was saying is I was simp for Miss Pretty Loves Pink. That's what
you
I
did
was saying.
Say that. That's where we left off.
Yeah, that's where we left off. So yeah, I think I was simp.
No, I don't think you're capable.
Yeah,
of simp.
Yeah, no, I don't think I would.
No, you. Depends how you define it. But you do some things that's like, why are you doing that right now? You know you don't have to do all
but
that.
I don't though.
But there are things you've told me where I was like, oh wow, I wouldn't even have the fucking courage to just be that straightforward. There's a couple times.
About what?
I don't want to say it on the pod, bro.
No, just say it. Because I'm pretty sure I would care.
You brought someone over and then like she was kind of like, oh, this is a nice house. And you're like, let's go downstairs. Like you didn't even, because in my mind I'd be like, yeah, I'll show you around or whatever. But you're like, straight to the dungeon.
But why even show her around?
Because it's like she's curious. So then she's gonna be in the dungeon thinking like, bro, I don't even know what this whole house looks like because I've only been in this one part.
Okay, so who cares?
So then if she tries to come upstairs and you're like, hey, like, you know what I mean?
No, it's not that serious. But like one time I brought somebody over and then she just literally walked into the kitchen and like, well, this is when Lee was there. And she just like walked into like, oh my God, this house is so big. Yeah, nah, nah. I'm like, no, you need to go downstairs. That's what you need to go right now.
I don't think I would have like the courage to do that.
But it's like, well, hey, I don't even like people. I don't like bringing people to the house and them going all over the house. Cause then it's like, I have to keep an eye on you because I don't really know if I know you that well.
Word. But don't assume. Bring no one to the house. You think it's going to. What the hell?
I mean, but how do you don't know that until they just do it though?
That's true. Oh, that's
exactly.
That's true.
So it's like, I don't know if I know you that well to just like not have my eye always on you. And then we have things in the house where like, if I was in a normal house, maybe, but we have things in a house where things just lay around and we don't really necessarily recognize how like somebody else without may perceive the fact that we just have shit around the house like that.
Word. Yeah.
So then it's like, even like the whole collab room itself, like the whole collab room to somebody else. Well, to anybody really. I mean, it's like three, like no, it's six monitors, three PCs. Each one has, or each mics one used to have
cameras.
Mics. Yeah, can't, yeah, come on now.
Elgatos.
So then if someone just walks in, it's like, yo, I don't really want people to, like, I know people are going to know that I have a lot of money when they come to the house, but I don't want them to really, really know that.
Just pick them up in your car. They're going to think you're broke.
And so that's why I pick them up in my car. Exactly.
Yeah. I don't even use the M4 for those kind of activities no more. I only bring the M4 out when I want to have.
Do those type of activities?
No, never.
Come on. I can't. Yo, if you're not going to like.
I don't even do that shit. But check it out. I generally only drive my M4 when I want to have fun while I'm driving. Like if I'm riding with other people, I most definitely always bring out the Land Rover every time.
I can't even have these conversations with you because I can't even be like, yo, what's the most simplest thing you've ever done?
I don't even know what that'd be.
So just think. Just what's one
we'll get through it. Just think.
Yeah, we'll get through this. Just think about one simp thing that you've done. We've all done it before.
Nah,
that's the thing that really irritates me about you, Waleed, and Davis. Y'all just act as if like y'all never simped a day in y'all lives before.
It depends how you define that. I don't think that when I'm with somebody, I'm acting out of character. Do you think so? Because I don't think I am.
I do, but the last person, yeah. But I can't say it because you act like you don't do anything at all.
I don't, though. Genuinely, how often do you see me speaking to people, though?
I'm not saying you speak to anybody at all. That would prove that you would be simping.
What do you mean?
Because you don't really speak to that many people at all, right?
Word.
So if you speak to somebody, you act out of character.
No, does that mean I'm supposed to live this lonely asexual life or else I'm acting out of character? That makes no sense.
You simp from day one.
No, I don't think I would ever do that.
So what's the most simping thing you've done? Come on.
I don't know how to answer that, bro. I'd have to sit down and get to you on the next podcast.
No. Just think about it for a second. What's the one thing you've done for like a female where you just like, what was I thinking?
I've never had a moment like that in my life.
I can't see, yo, podcast people. I'm trying to take this to the next level, but you
is
see,
that what you're doing?
Yes, because we're supposed to be relatable.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
You don't have to try to be relatable. You're either relatable or you're not.
But you are way more relatable than you're saying, and you're just trying to act like I don't do those things.
Nah, I don't though. I genuinely don't think I do that shit, bro. Yes, no,
you're simptastic. Come on now.
Yeah.
You've definitely done things where you simped. And I'm just trying to figure out, yo, what's going on right now, bro?
I keep to myself, bro. You know that. You know I keep to myself. Look, come on now. Hey, man, if I don't stop getting calls today.
Yeah, I know.
Fuck.
Yo.
Okay, so here's what I want to talk about. AMP, baby. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah, that's
how much I wanted to talk about this over the last few months. Can I just tell like the origin story? Because you probably don't even know it all. Because a lot of it you weren't around for.
But apparently it was so pressing of the AMP. Well, introduce what it is first.
Okay, so me, Duke, Davis, and Phantom have been working a real long time to come out with this group. We're calling AMP, Any Means Possible. And so now we have a group channel.
That's our gang song, right?
Oh, how you do that? I don't know what I'm throwing up. So I'm not. Yo, before we get back to that, I ran up to a fan, right? And a fan, he's like, you want to take a photo? I was like, yeah, let's take a photo. Boom, we're taking a photo. He throws up some sign. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know what sign it was because I came from the suburbs of Toronto. I ain't come from Atlanta. So Waleed was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And I was like, Waleed, what are you talking about? And he's like, yo, don't throw that up in the photo because by affiliation.
Yeah.
So Waleed literally fucking almost snatched the guy's phone to interrupt the photo. And I was like, what are you doing? He's like, yo, you see that? And I was like, oh, I didn't even peep that. Because he was throwing something up, but almost on some like, yo. I just thought it was some like hand gesture. I ain't know. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So we kind of came in. It was at SneakerCon, I think. And we just fucking saved the day. So I don't know what set that is. I kind of refrain from participating in anything.
Throw this up.
I'm not going to throw that up.
Throw that up.
I don't know what you're making me throw up.
AMP.
Is it? No, AMP is like this. That's tough.
No.
I think FaZe has I think FaZe has the coolest one, which is like this. Something like that.
If you have to use two hands to throw up a gang sign, that's just that's OD.
Word.
We especially have like the way you're doing it.
Just but I do it a little cringy. You have to see Phantom do it. It looks way cooler when he does it. Anyway, so we have this.
No, just do this. Just do this.
I'm not doing that, low.
It's AMP. Just do that. CC level. Look. A.
Uh-huh.
M.
Uh-huh.
P.
I don't want to do that. So this is how it originated. Early last year in 2019, I wanted to move to the United States. I was working on my visa. Mm-mm. So while I was doing that, I reached out to a bunch of content creators and I wanted to make like a content creating house so we all move in together. Most people agreed that LA was going to be the destination. So first I hit up Davis. You know, we talked about it. Boom. And then I was like, all right, so who else would be like great content creators to put in this group? We reached out to Duke and he was kind of like iffy, but he was like interested by the idea. Mm-hmm. And then we reached out to Phantom and me, Davis and Phantom talk all the time. So it was like, let's do it. And Phantom was really excited about it.
Yeah.
But then there was a whole bunch of other people involved that we talked to, maybe like 7-8 content creators. And we're going to get like this big ass house in LA.
Are you're not going to bring the name up?
Peter was one of the people. We briefly talked to Cheeseaholic about it. And there had to have been one or two. Oh, Mike Rezembo was one of the people we talked to. And so we talked to all these people just to see, like, gauge interest. Like, yo, would you be down for something like this? Mm-hmm. Most people were really interested. Long story short, the LA plans fell through. A couple people pulled away. And then a couple other people were like, they had doubt. They're like, I don't know, because it's a commitment to move into a house full of people and start a big thing.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of work. And so they pulled out. And then everyone kind of just pulled out in fear. And then LA flopped. Right. And so me and Waleed are still thinking about moving to United States. So we're like, okay, we need a plan. You know, in my mind, I'm down to do anything. If Waleed was like, let's go to Seattle, Utah, LA, Houston, I was down for fucking whatever. But obviously Waleed wanted to go to a place where there was going to be more people that he knew. He knew a ton of people in Atlanta. I know he knows a lot of people in Dallas, Washington, D.C. So we had like options where I would be happy and he would be happy. Mm. And so that's when I reached out to you. And keep in mind, at this time, A&P fell apart. Right. So I reached out to you and I'm like, yo, let's get a house. And then obviously we talked about on the pod before, you abandoned the house that you were going to get. And then
yeah.
We searched for a very long time, a strenuous few months.
Very, very long. Who
searched? You did. And I didn't realize how much you were doing until I came here. And I was like, you did that?
Yes.
So yeah, I rate you for that. Bear ratings your way. Bear ratings. And so while we were looking for a house, Phantom actually started A&P himself. So he called us all first and he's like, yo, because he was the one who originally came up with the name. He's like, yo, I'm going to run with this A&P thing. Any means possible. So that's something he started doing on his channel. Mm. And so a few months went by. Now we're like late 2019. And is that a moth?
Yep.
That's very unfortunate because that's going to be annoying. Can I swat it?
And they got the Roni.
Where was I? Fuck.
So we moved into Atlanta, but then Phantom
hit you up with Phantom was running with A&P, yeah. And we're like, man, I didn't want him to do it just in case we wanted to use it later, but I was like, fuck it. I actually told him not to do it. He did it anyway. Yeah. So then we eventually got our house, and then we lived close to Davis, and me and Davis were doing videos together a lot. So we're like, bro, on this YouTube thing, it's like real fickle, you know what I mean? Like, things can come and go. So in my mind, I'm trying to think, like, how can we create lifetime wealth? And in my mind, I'm thinking, like, think about FaZe Temper, FaZe Rain. Even if they own like 10-15% of FaZe Clan, that's worth millions, probably tens of millions of dollars each. So in the event that they end up selling, that's some lifelong wealth. So it's better to own the thing than to just be a part of something. And I've gotten offers from plenty of esports teams. In fact, through 2018 and part of 2019, I was with Luminosity Gaming as a content creator. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I fuck with Steve and what they got going on in Luminosity, but I just wanted to build my own thing. So eventually I ended up leaving. Anyway, so late 2019, me and Davis are talking about it seriously. We reach out to Phantom, get him on board. And then we're like, okay, we kind of need like a fourth member to even this, like just to round it out.
Yeah.
And then Duke, I was actually surprised that he was 100% down with it. Mm. So then, all right, boom, we got this core. How do we make it happen? And we went through like a very long process with like, we got like 2,000 requests for designs and we chose the one we wanted the most. And then we got that refined by like two other designers. And then we started to shoot videos so we can get ahead, because weekly videos, when Phantom lives in New York, Duke lives a few hours away in either North or South Carolina.
South Carolina.
And so that's tough, right? Yeah. So we ideally have to meet once a month, record 4 videos for that month, and then leave, and then the editor is going to take care of that.
Yeah.
It took a while to find an editor that we loved, and we ended up finding Chris, who's on some goat shit. Like, when you guys see the AMP videos, you're going to be like, the editing cannot get better. And it's not one of those videos that's over-edited. It's just put together so perfectly, and the memes is killer. And he did... If you could think of the best way to put together some content, he somehow outdid that.
Yeah,
he outdid my expectations.
He's the editor.
Yeah, the editor. Well, he's about to barge in and fuck you up. So
imagine Waleed called me right now. I was like, yo.
Yeah, so we were working with a couple editors, and one of the editors, when we all saw his video back, we all kind of looked at each other on some like, oh, this might not be it. You know what I mean? Like, the video didn't really come together the way we wanted. Like,
wait, which one was this?
It was a briefcase video.
Oh, okay.
So none of us liked it. And so meanwhile, while that editor was doing that, Chris was editing another video.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris finished that video. And we all saw it, and we were like, okay, boom. We know how to, this is us. This is it. Yeah. And so we met up for the second month and recorded 3 more videos that month. We fucked up with the fourth one. And we kind of just hashed out like all the difficulties with... it's difficult to execute videos, especially the type of videos we're trying to do. Yeah. Like a boxing video, it's harder than you think to get access to a boxing gym without insurance. Like, very, very hard. And so, like, we just started to make things happen. We came out with a bunch of ideas. This is our launch plan. This is what the branding is going to look like. Boom, 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 boom. And then we just came out with it. But we've been, like, we knew it existed in, like, October, November 2019. Mm. We started going, recording videos early January 2020. And we didn't come out with it till like, what, March? And so we're going to drop our first video in, like, a week. And what's it at now? In, like, almost a day and a half, it's at, like, 40,000 plus subscribers. So it's, like, so far everything is going well. And we're hoping to like build it into this really big thing. And it's been so hard to not talk about it because there's a fucking lightning bolt in my room on AMP.
Yeah, and I said it in one of the podcasts.
Yeah, you mentioned back. And you had to edit it out.
Edit it out, yeah.
And I was like, "Lo, how could you add that in there? We haven't even launched anything yet."
Well, I didn't know that y'all hadn't really even said anything yet until you said that. Yeah.
Yeah, Davis actually FaceTimed me immediately. He's like, "Yo, what the fuck is wrong with you guys?" And I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, why'd you guys leave that bit about AMP in the podcast? And I was like, oh, shit. So I immediately called you and we took it out. But I'm actually so surprised that nothing got out. Like, we didn't tell nobody about it except for, like, the couple designers we needed help with to get things started.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is tough. Because usually, like, when something is going on for that long, that is some big news, someone's going to say something to the wrong person. I know about most groups that started before it started because someone always ends up telling me because like there's a leak.
Yeah.
There was no leaks. We was all fucking sealed. And that shit was truly impressive to me. So yeah, we ended up launching it, man. And I'm so excited for it. We got that boxing video coming out and I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, which one is starting first?
The boxing one's coming out first. I actually don't know we have a whole list of what the launch looks like.
So what are your expectations?
Honestly, we don't know. We're hoping for the best, but I genuinely don't know how it's going to do.
I mean, what's the best for the first vid?
I have no clue. I never know. Even with this podcast, I had no idea how I was going to do. I just put my best foot forward. I spent the last 2 days inside the whole day planning and strategizing. And it's like, so our motto every time we meet up is 150. Like, if any one of us are putting in any less than 150%, then like, what, you're dragging everybody down right now. And so some days I'm on point and Davis is fucking up. Some days Duke is on point and Phantom is on point. So it's like we all kind of just lift each other up and we make videos together all the time. So it's not like there's no chemistry. We got a lot of chemistry together. Anyway, that's AMP. I'm so fucking excited for it.
All right. So what's the goals then? I mean, I'm trying to figure out like what's the standard are y'all trying to set or what y'all trying to reach?
Ideally, we're just trying to create great content and give it a home on a group channel.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Group channels, for some reason on YouTube, have like a lure. Like they just fucking work if you do it properly and you make good content.
Yeah.
And so we have the potential to make the type of content that might not succeed on our channel, or maybe it will, but we can do that consistently over here. And on top of that, in terms of just revenue, brands love group shit because brands will prefer to sell something in a bundle than like a one-off thing. So most times, anytime a brand is working with you, they're trying to see if they can make it a year-long thing, or they're trying to see if like, okay, we're going to promote on 2 on Agent's YouTube channel, 2 on the podcast, and then 2 on AMP, and we'll give you this rate. It's way easier to sell like that. And so ideally, it makes a ton of money. We know it's going to be good content that anyone who fucks with us is going to like. Mm. And so everybody's winning. And it's the opportunity for me, who I've been trying to focus on this a lot this year, is to just diversify. So I got the podcast now, AMP. I'm very close to committing to a second channel. And so it's like, I'm doing a lot. And I might have, I can't speak on that yet, but it's going to be a lot though. At the end of the day, it has a ton of potential.
Yeah.
And all of us are owners in it. And so when it succeeds, we're all going to stand to benefit drastically, not just on our own personal channels, not just in terms of money, but just in terms of relevance. You know what I mean? If you look at like any one of the groups, EXO, Click, The Sidemen, there's 2Hype, there's groups all over the world. And in most situations, the group channel that they have outperforms any one of their individual channels by far. There's the odd person that's so fucking massive that he just does numbers regardless.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, it's a way for you, for people who don't know who you are, to know who you are. So you just win on so many different levels. And we get to do what we love. So yeah, it's a commitment though. But it's videos that none of the videos is anything that I'm particularly comfortable doing. I don't want to spoil none of the videos we have coming, but in almost all of the videos, I was like, I prefer not to do this. But I forced myself on some, like, I got to get this shit done by any means possible.
For real?
Any means possible.
I get the slogan.
Any fucking means. Like, we did... Oh, I don't want to spoil nothing because they're going to get mad at me.
I feel like all of those videos, at least the ones that I'm aware of, I feel like you wouldn't... Maybe I'm just missing.
There's some videos you don't know of.
Yeah, okay.
But even the boxing video, like, I'm incredibly overweight right now. There's no reason I should be in a fucking boxing ring. You know what I mean? And so when you're boxing against Duke and he's 6'4" and in shape, it's like, yo, you're going to get fucked up. Mm. And my head was dazed. Like, I didn't even know how to walk out the door type. I did not want to do that. And there's plenty of videos I desperately didn't want to do, but I was like, let's get it done. You know what I mean?
Facts.
So yeah, it's kind of getting me out of my comfort zone too. And I like that. I want to do more shit like that.
That's good. That's good to hear.
Anyway, that's AMP. So a lot of people asked why I wasn't low in AMP.
I was just about to say.
In my Instagram post, they're like, but how about low? But how about, let me read some of these comments.
I was dead as you like, so when am I going to be in AMP? When you're going to add a new member? Don't say that
because they're going to take you seriously.
When you're going to add me a new member? Yo? Y'all see how they do me, yo? They put me all to the side. They're going to be like, yo, you AMP adjacent. You know what whenever they need an idea, they're going to be like, hey, yo, low, come with us real quick.
We'll have you in some videos on some like guest shit.
No, I don't want to. If you going to have me, have me. If you not, don't use me. Don't use me.
Okay, read some of these top comments. But what about low? 52 likes. Low punching the air right now, 43 likes. where the hell is low? 35 likes.
Okay, I'm.
And those are all top comments, by the way.
And I've said this before, and I don't know if you think I'm serious or not. I'm like really starting to realize, like I have way more clout than I thought I did.
You do,
which is weird.
That's not weird at all.
I'm a nobody. Stop listening to me.
But
that's weird. I don't think I deserve that much clout.
I genuinely think it's the people on the podcast, because if we didn't do this podcast, I don't think people would be asking me about you. Even just through the moments videos, they wouldn't connect, because otherwise they'd be like, why isn't Vortex in it? You know what I mean?
Well,
because Vortex isn't as many videos. I probably way more videos of mine than yours.
But okay, yeah.
But what?
Who's funny?
In fact, Vortex helped me record a funny video tomorrow.
Who's funnier?
I think y'all are even. I think y'all are even in the funny department.
All right, guys, we're going to end the podcast at near 30 minutes because Agent's still capping. And you still have not wine and dine me yet.
Okay, I asked you to go today.
This is literally...
Stop, stop, stop. Whoa, you're lying right now. Why are you lying?
God.
I asked you to go today and you said what? I already ate. So what?
No, you need to plan it out. When you going out on a date with somebody, you plan it out. You don't hit them at the last
minute. Cut it out, man.
I'm not doing this whole spontaneous stuff. Yo, you supposed to wine and dine me.
Okay, but I asked you
give
to
me
today.
The date. Be like, hey, yo, 15th, get ready. Get ready, big baby. Get ready.
I'll call you that.
Jeans, no, slacks, everything. Mm. Get ready. Slides.
I remember the first day.
Taking you out.
Like the first week we were in this house, you came with like jean shorts that touched your ankles. They were jean short pants. I ain't never in my life seen some shit like that. That changed my world.
Like, hey, yo, the jean short pants. You know the ones I like.
Anyway, in terms of the A&P stuff, I guarantee.
Man, why am I not in it, yo?
Okay, you're trolling right now.
Why am I not in it? Yo, why am I not in it?
It is something that we wanted to. We did want to keep it really, really exclusive. Just so it's easy to understand, like, who's a part of it. You know what I mean?
So don't use me, man. So then I don't know you want to get confused.
We're not. In fact, we actually asked you to help out with a couple of videos, and you said you were busy.
Yeah, no, I mean, as a guest, I was salty. I was like, nah, don't ask me now.
The reason that Lowe's not in it is because it was actually a thing way before I ever moved in a house with you, or even talked about moving in a house with you. And so that's not really the reason why. Honestly, I don't think we can get you out of the basement for long enough to record the videos that we need to.
The beginning was y'all was recording it at the time, which I guess it shouldn't have mattered. But y'all recording things before I did my face reveal.
I guess, but even like when everyone came over 2 weeks ago, we needed help for a video. We reached out to you and you were like, no. So then we just reached out to someone else.
Well, part of the time, when y'all come over, everything is last minute. So it's not like I even had time to like put time aside to help
y'all out. I guess, but it's like every month we set apart like 3 days and that's all we do.
But it's not like I know what days they're going to be.
I get that.
Like literally in the pod, you just like, hey, yo. Oh, yeah, they're going to come tomorrow. So, yeah, they'll be here. I'll be like, oh, okay.
Yeah, but I mean, it's up to you at the end of the day. We're going to ask you for help in videos and shit. But
Don't ask me.
I've never been this excited for something. Like, the potential it has is unreal.
Yeah, it does.
And if we're as good as we think we are, then we're going to see it blow up. But it's like, it's going to take a lot, though, especially since we don't all live together. Every other group, they live close to each other. Phantom is a 2-hour flight, New York, and Duke is a 2-hour drive. We'll play it as best as we can. At the end of the day, just release content that we think people are going to like. And then, you know, on the YouTube back end side of things, we know how to do that. We've been on this shit for a while.
Yeah.
So we'll just do as best as we can. But I mean, 40,000 subs in a day is really, really good. So we're just going to, you know, push it to the fucking limits.
Facts. I feel like I would have really added a lot to that, the boxing video. So
I know you would have. Why do you think you're the first person we called?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it would have been very funny. We would have had you as like the announcer and everything.
Oh yeah, I was literally downstairs thinking like how I could just blow that video up by myself. So I was like,
oh, okay,
yeah. Can't even do it.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of happy that Cinco was the one to do it, because the way we were recording, first of all, the second camera we had died, unfortunately. So we had one camera, which was Waleed, and he was in the ring. And so Waleed's in the ring, and keep in mind we're boxing, so we're moving pretty quick and dodging, and there was a lot of like, we weren't boxing, we were like, it was kind of like street fighting with gloves on, because like the second I'm not gonna say too much, but I saw Phantom juke a punch doing some Matrix shit, and I was like, oh my god, because we're doing tag team, I'm gonna get tagged in. I was like, I had to do that? All the boxing videos I watched, they said, you know, stand upright. So I was like, oh nah, everything is out the window. But Cinco was like, because he's like so tall and athletic, he was refereeing, but he was moving with Waleed, so he never got in Waleed's way, which is crazy. I figured they'd be bumping into each other a decent amount, but he was so good at just like moving and then breaking things up when he needed to, if he clinched or whatever. So it kind of worked out that Cinco, he was a great referee for us.
But I could have done that.
I don't think you would have been able to do it the way he did it. The way he was dodging us was incredible. I was like, well, that was nice while I was in the thing.
Yeah. So basically what he's saying is, gonna be great. I think it's gonna be great. I watched at least one of the videos.
Oh, and
I watched two of them, because for whatever reason in my Google Drive, one of the videos is in there.
Oh, it's probably because we shared it with you, so it'll show up on shared with you.
Why would you share it with me?
I don't know, to be honest.
Yeah, I know. And I'm not saying I just don't know why. I don't know how I got it, but I didn't like that one, and I think it's the briefcase one.
Yeah.
But I think it's the old
one. Yeah, that was the old one. Yeah. That was the old one. We just actually, Chris just finished another one. So right after we're done this, I'm going to watch it.
Okay. But yeah, the other one, the first one that Chris did, amazing. So I was like, oh, bet. All right, bet.
Amazing.
So I was like, oh, yeah, I definitely like that. To the point where I'd be like, all right, I might put some time aside to come upstairs.
Okay,
you know,
okay.
Help my guys out. You know what I'm saying? But.
But even like, yeah, but it's like, yeah, you have no idea how happy I am to do something like this. Because this is, if it goes right, the upside is, there's no limit on the upside.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't want to give out numbers, but no, I'm not going to do that.
That's what I'm waiting for. I'm waiting for the numbers. What's the numbers you think that it's going to do?
Oh, no, I'm not talking about view numbers. Oh, I was talking about money.
Oh, well, no, you're not.
I have no clue at all.
But you don't think that it is. I don't think that it'll do no less, even on the first video. Well, the first video is normally the one that does the most anyway. So if you can get it really banging on the first and you get people interested in it, I just kind of situate it.
Yeah.
But I can easily see like 500 on the first video.
No, if we do that, we all got to celebrate.
No, I can see 500 in the first
video. That'd be wild.
Maybe not like immediately, but I can easily see 500 in the first
video. Yeah, so
yeah, why not?
I don't know. That's a tough 500 on the first one.
I know y'all have like a lot of overlap, but I still feel like if you flood the people over there.
Yeah, yeah. It really depends on how we execute it.
And if you get caught on YouTube, the algorithm picks it up and they just start promoting it. Oh yeah,
I like to think that I'm good. And anytime we do something new like this, or even the podcast, or if I start a second channel, it's like it tests like, all right, how good are you? Because right now you have the opportunity to completely flop.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And so we're going to find out how good you are, though. Okay.
Yeah.
And so I like when I tell you I just figured out some like groundbreaking shit the day we launched that we should have all knew before. Mm-hmm. And like I don't know if I've told anybody else this, but I regularly, at least once a week, do breathing exercises, play loud music. Which, if you ever hear my music blasting, it means I'm thinking. Don't fucking enter my room.
Okay.
And so when I'm thinking, I'm sharp for like 3 hours. I'm pacing in my room, do my breathing exercises, and I'm problem solving. Any problem that I had that week, like how do I tell this person something in the best way possible? How do I convince this person to help me with this? And so that day I was just sitting there problem solving real sharp, and I figured some shit out that we probably all should have knew. And I was like, man, I might've just saved this. Because there was a lot of things in the first few hours that didn't go according to plan. And I'm not going to really go into detail because it's too personal. So I was like genuinely, sometimes I'll just stand back and I'm like, yeah, I'm good at this. Like I'm kind of impressed with myself. You know what I mean?
Facts.
So yeah. Yeah, at the end of the day, like, I'm not going to blame YouTube or anyone else for why anything of mine didn't do well. I'll always just be like, I should have known better. I should have done this instead. 3 months ago, I should have known and did this. So it's like, I put it on myself, and we all do that. We all put in 150, and it's so refreshing to be with a group of people that no matter what, there's like, we're going to get it done.
Facts.
Very refreshing.
So go to subscribe to the channel, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. AMP channel on YouTube.
Thanks for having coming on the podcast with us, AJ.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, promoting it, y'all. Thanks for coming on the podcast with us. Go check out AMP, the Any Means Possible.
Any Means Possible.
Group channel with Agent Zero, Phantom, Duke, and Davis. Mm. See y'all next time. We just had a 30-minute podcast.
That'd be
just the wildest thing in the world.
That's probably the thing I'm most excited about.
Oh yeah, and featuring Low, you know, it's going.
Of course, we have you in some of the. Of course, we didn't forget about you, Low. We didn't forget about you. It's always funny when like we all meet up and we're in the collab room downstairs, and then I just hear your footsteps. I was like, oh shit, Low's about to pull up, and there'll always be like different people in the room. So every once in a while, you'd be like, oh shit, what's good with you? Like you didn't expect someone to pull up. You know what I mean?
When was this?
Remember like 5 months ago or 4 months ago? No, I don't want to because that's...
What?
You told me that privately. But somebody was in the collab room and then like you tried to play it cool while it was happening.
No, I was just saying. And then, I don't understand why you think I care like that.
I sincerely
don't care.
But you tell me something. You say it. You tell me the story.
No, say it. No, you say it because I want to hear your perspective.
Okay, so this was before we were official with AMP. And keep in mind, so, okay, wow, this is actually interesting. I had this idea when we moved into the house that I'm going to create a room designed to help content creators film content. And I realized in Toronto that I loved having people come over and we just shoot videos for a few days from all over. So I'd invite people and just be like, come through, we'll shoot videos, right? That's kind of how AMP started back up, is because I started doing that.
Yeah.
And so when I came to this house, I was like, not only am I going to do that, but I reached out to Toasted and we created 3D renders of the collab room and sent it to a bunch of companies. And we got really close to striking a deal with the company so that they would have their name all over the collab rooms. So anytime people came and created content, it would have their name. But I'd get like, it was a big ass number too. Mm. Eventually it didn't end up working out, but the collab room exists. And so people would just come and do videos. So every month I'd be like, yo, come through this time. You down? We'd find a time that works. Every month it'd be like a different group of people. And one of the months, it was like Peter was here. Davis lives here. I think Duke was here. Peter was there.
Oh.
I remember.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're right.
Phantom was there and Duke Dennis was there. Yeah. And so Duke Dennis was there. And you came in the room and everyone's seeing you for the first time, dapping up. Because they probably heard of you, but they've never seen your face. So it's probably the first time they've seen you. And in the room.
Which is crazy. The only person at that time I think I really, really knew outside of it was Phantom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in that room was also iPod King Carter.
Yeah.
And at the time, you just kind of dapped everyone up. You made it look normal. I don't even think you stayed in the room. You left after, right?
Yeah. I don't think I stayed too long, though.
Yeah. So like after everyone left, though, you were joking around telling me like, bro, iPod. Like I wasn't even crazy about nobody else, but iPod was in the room.
Yeah.
And I was like.
It was crazy. Cause I walked in. Because at the time, I didn't even know who Duke was.
Yeah. Okay.
So I didn't know who Duke was. Me and Davis live in the same city, and I've never heard of Davis before.
Yeah.
Y'all don't know Davis. Davis is a cornball. Nobody don't know who Davis is. And same thing with Pete. And it was somebody else that y'all brought over too.
I don't remember, but it probably was. Oh, it might have been Shoot Everyone.
Yeah, Shoot Everyone.
Okay, yeah, because he helped us with my 2K Olympics video, I remember.
Yeah. So yeah, it was a few people, and I was like, all right. Even Troy Dan was here.
Yeah, Troy was here too. Yeah.
And I still wasn't like, he was like, oh, Troy Dan.
Yeah.
He was like, hey, how you doing? That was literally, I was like, oh, hey, Troy Dan. So it was just, but then when I walked in and I saw iPod, I was like, yo, is that a fucking living legend in the building, yo? I watch your videos. I grew up off you. But of course,
you have to keep.
I ain't gonna stand like this. I was like, "What's up? You know, low. You good? Water? Good? Y'all good? But what's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? I don't even think I dapped up iPod. I was like, so you good? All right, bet. I'm gonna catch y'all later. All right, bet. And just walked right out.
Yeah.
In my mind, I'm like, yo, that's fucking iPod in that room, bro.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And then
come back up and didn't say nothing.
Yeah, everyone was like, yo, how come he doesn't come up? Not everyone, but I think someone said that. And I was like, I don't know. He just stays in the dungeon, man.
At the time, I was going with a lot, dealing with a lot. Because I think that was around the same time my uncle passed. So yeah, I was like, I'm not talking to y'all.
Yeah, so it kind of just started. The thing started back up with me just inviting way too many people just to shoot videos for 2-3 days. Mm. And it's for all of our channels. But ideally, like, let's say I have a big video, like last person to stop playing 2K. Mm. I just invite people.
And are you doing another one of those?
Probably not. The last one flopped, but I was pissed because it was 1 out of 10. Mm. And then it got demonetized and fucking bombed. Jeez. And I was pissed because that video took not only a lot of money, but a ton of time.
Yeah,
those videos take a lot of effort. So I was pissed about that, but.
Oh, it's crazy now. Y'all can use me for videos more often now. Because a lot of that stuff, part of the reason why I didn't stay up there is because y'all would be recording and I didn't.
No.
It was. I'm telling you
that. But I had my hat on though. So I would always tell people, like, yo, I didn't do a hat reveal, yo. You know, delete that.
No, I vividly remember the time where Waleed was just shooting and filming Phantom.
But Waleed just does that to keep it in his phone though. He doesn't actually upload.
No. This is for. Because y'all did something. Like, for example, when. iPod did the whole keto diet thing. He uploaded like stuff like that. He's like, I don't even want to get in the way of y'all recording. I don't want to constantly be like, yo, don't record me. Like, I don't even want to get in y'all way.
Yeah, I'm glad you think that because I talk to people sometimes and they don't want to be recorded. And I'm like, then why are you in my presence?
Yeah,
because you know I'm a content creator. I might pull out my phone and content create something.
Exactly.
So it's like, don't be in my presence if you hate being recorded.
Exactly.
Especially like if there's no real reason. If the reason is like your mom might see it and she, you know your mom. There's times where someone was at the house where their mom might have seen it and their mom didn't even know they were in the city. They thought they were back like across the country. I mean, your mom doesn't. You need mom's get out. No, I don't want you around me. Shit pissed me off.
Facts. But yeah, so I didn't even want to like get in the way because I don't want it to be like a moment is happening and then everybody's like, they're hesitant to even like start recording it because I'm in the vicinity. So yeah, that was actually a huge reason why. But now.
You could just do that.
I just walk in and be like, what up, bitch?
Mm.
And look dead in front of the camera, bitch.
So that's also the reason I did my hat reveal. One, because I was getting tired of like feeling like I was caged in because I remember when we walked to the dealership and mm-hmm. kids were recording me out of their car and I didn't have a hat on and I was hiding.
Yeah.
I don't want to be hiding while I walk just so I could save my hat reveal for some shit.
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck it, man. I just posted it and now like it really doesn't matter if you see me without a hat on.
Facts. But yeah, I'm happy for y'all though, because it did seem like y'all putting a lot of dedication and time into trying to build it up.
Word.
And I feel like it's gonna do. I personally feel like it's gonna be great, especially off the video that I watched. And I didn't even watch the boxing video, nor was I there for the boxing video. And I feel like that video can be great too. So
word.
You know, I mean, if that's the video I'm starting off with, which I feel like it should be, yeah. Like, you know, that'll be straight.
It is like an exhausting few days. I know, you know, Duke is the greatest kind of person. He's never negative, and like he actually hates leaving home. And anytime he does it for more than 2 days, like all he could think about is going back home.
Mm-hmm.
But there'll be days where we didn't record what we needed. We fucked up. We didn't execute properly.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as he wants to just go home and chill and be Duke, because like he likes, we talked about when he was on the pod, he just likes to be home around his people.
Yeah.
He would stick around, and then. Like anytime he'd fuck something up, like when we were doing the boxing video with the camera, the GoPro that he was supposed to charge, he didn't charge it.
Mm.
I've never heard him ever deflect and been like, no, this is the reason why. My bad. I fucked up. You know what I mean? And even I have trouble doing that. I forgot memory cards for a video and I didn't even want to say it was my fault, even though we all knew it was my fault. In my mind, I was like, y'all should have checked up on me. But I was like, I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah.
Like that was my fault. I should have had the memory cards. My bad. So Duke, he's such a reasonable human and he's so entertaining that he's like the perfect person to have in a group.
But I think all of y'all are entertaining enough to where like y'all can, even if one is more entertaining or one isn't as entertaining as the other,
mm-hmm.
I feel like, yeah, that's why it's going to work, is because I think each and every one of y'all has something about yourselves that people would gravitate to.
Word. Yeah.
Where I feel like with Sidemen, I don't think all of them are as entertaining. I don't think all of them are that entertaining.
I do. In their own way.
In their own way, but I don't think all of them are entertaining enough to where, because in one of the videos, one person was the focal point, and if that one person wasn't as entertaining, then
which,
it wouldn't
which
work.
Video is that?
The video where y'all were in the place and it was a huge.
Oh, you talking about our video?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so if like somebody's a focal point like that, I don't think it would carry it as much. But
yeah, Sidemen do that all the time. Like,
but I don't think, I genuinely don't think that all of them.
I genuinely think each one of them are very entertaining.
Or maybe I'm confusing Simon with somebody else.
You might be, but even like when you think of like Vic Star, he's like the funny, goofy, clumsy guy. KSI obviously has like the star power and the humor.
Yeah.
Rhoda Shaw is the guy. It's just this wild, edgy, retarded things in videos. Mm-hmm. Like they all have something that distinguishes them. And that's hard to do when your group is as big as theirs is.
Yeah.
In terms of like, they have like what, 6-7 people in it?
Okay, maybe I'm not. Okay, maybe I'm thinking about somebody else.
Yeah, you probably are, because I genuinely think they're an incredible core group of people, and they have no business changing.
Okay, because when you said 6 or 7, the group I'm talking about is only like 4 or 5.
Okay, yeah, that's different.
Yeah, maybe not. Yeah.
So yeah, there's a lot to be excited about.
Yeah, man.
Wow, such a weird like life that I live.
Yeah.
It's like it's. Wow, I don't know. I'm always like so thankful for it, but then I know it's fleeting, so I want to enjoy it and be happy, and then take full advantage of it.
That is a fact. That's a fact. When are you coming next home?
We haven't done that. Honestly, it depends on how this virus goes, because New York seems to be on fucking lockdown soon, and Phantom lives there.
That's tough.
Yeah, so it might get in the way of our plans, especially if they restrict travel, because that means it's gonna be like a 15-hour drive from New York to come down here for Phantom, and he's made that drive before, but he also has his car has a lot of problems, so. Fucking fruit fly that just tried me. Hey, I just want to remind y'all at this point in the podcast, you know, my fit. You know what I mean? Just like that.
Oh, my God.
Just
goodness.
To remind everybody that I am in jeans. You know what I mean? This is a new agent. I might just come in weird outfits every podcast. Just weird outfits for no reason.
I'm just really upset that we can't even talk about the things that you do, because you just don't want to admit that.
Well,
right now
you're making it seem like I do plenty of shit.
No, not plenty.
I don't though.
But you do simp though, and I wish we could talk about you. Simping.
You want to talk about me simping so bad?
I
for
do.
What?
Because you do simp.
I don't simp.
You simp. You simp.
You smiled and
you simp. I wish you, man. Why do you have to be that way? Why do you have to?
What does that mean?
It's just this should be the podcast.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. Yes, it should be.
It shouldn't.
You know it should be.
It does. No, you were just saying that in hopes that I'm be like, you're right. Yeah, man. It doesn't like.
You should be.
I don't like to.
I was watching her friend on YouTube the other day too.
Tough.
Yeah. She did a Q&A with two other men. Where
stop wherever you're going with this.
She was.
Okay, I don't care though. Like, I don't care.
I can't. I wonder how our podcast is going.
Tough. You know what? The amount of people. You know what's the most challenging question to answer is for a podcast? No, just in general for content. People will see me and be like, "Oh, so like, how do you make videos?" That's such an open-ended question. I'd be like, I actually don't know how to answer that without being like sarcastic. How do you make videos? Okay, you get a camera. Are you recording gameplays? Okay, get an Elgato. Fucking click record. You know what I mean? Throw it in Sony Vegas or iMovie.
But do they mean literally or do they mean like...
Like they're just curious like about how? Like how do you do what you do? Because it's so new to like most people. I think I would genuinely enjoy a relationship with somebody that also did YouTube.
You would enjoy?
Yeah, I think I would. Unless it got to the point where we just started using each other for views.
So what YouTuber do you feel like you would date? Man, what?
I don't know none of them. How would I answer that question? Up, my bad. I didn't mean to touch.
Are you trying to play footsies with me? Yo?
My what's bad, up bro. With I didn't mean to do that. Yo, I don't know.
Come on, just think of one. It'll be a 2K YouTuber.
Definitely not. Yo, that's like a setup like, waiting. That's like in 5 months from now. There's going to be leaked DMs and the controversy around some bullshit that was twisted and spun a specific way to make me look evil. That'd be a lot of views for you, though. It would be, but is that the kind of controversy I want? I mean, I don't need controversy to get views, so I most definitely don't have to make that play. But they might.
Most of them do.
But it would be cool to imagine, like, I don't think you've ever been in a relationship with somebody that does YouTube, but it's like,
no,
it would be nice. If they just because you ever feel like they have no clue really what you go through. And there's no real way for them to understand.
It's, how do you know these things if you've never?
I don't know. I'm just speaking theoretically, of course.
Okay.
So it's theoretically. Like, I would like to talk about the things that concern me day to day, but it probably means nothing to somebody who doesn't do it for a living because they're like, that's not even like a problem. But it is. It's so volatile as my life and it's stressful, very. But there's no way to explain that to someone. Maybe you can. Maybe you can explain it to someone who doesn't do it.
No, I don't think
but
so.
But they might not understand to the depth.
They're not going to know.
But maybe they would if they were around while you did it, though. See what I'm saying?
But they would have to have been around when shit wasn't popping to thoroughly appreciate now that it's popping and understand how long it took to get to that point. And if you ever dropped off, they understand the grind to get back to that point. Like, word. That's what I'm saying. So yeah, no, I don't think at this point, no, they would just believe that you would struggle to kind of come up with a idea, but just when you upload it, it's going to get 200,000, 300,000, 400,000 views or whatever. Like they just going to think that, oh, you always get that. So that's just what it's going to be.
Yeah.
Not thoroughly understanding that there is a huge possibility that it could just fall off.
Yeah.
And if it falls off, no. So no, they're not going to know.
Yeah, so I think that would be cool.
This is all theoretically, though.
Of course.
For you,
that would, I think that would genuinely be like, that would be comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the only way to do that is to go to a lot of YouTube parties. Like, you dead ass have to pull up to like E3, Playlist Live.
I mean,
yeah, because where else you gonna meet him?
It's pretty little paint, you know what I'm saying?
Why you always, man? You know she hasn't hit you up yet, bro. She's not hitting you up, my guy.
Well, I haven't really made it like a thing.
Then tweet at her tonight.
I'll do it right now.
Tweet at her right now.
What am I supposed to say though?
Whatever the fuck you're about to say on the pod.
I bear rate your
bear ratings. Just be like, yo, pretty little thing. It's bear ratings.
Bear ratings. I
can you be like be my shorty or like something like you know just think of some. You got it, man. You're a clever, creative guy.
This is why we should
just do it. Do it right now.
Do a challenge where like you lose, you just gotta say some wild, outlandish shit on
You do it on videos, bro. So you definitely could do it on Twitter.
Oh yeah, I don't mind. You already know I don't.
Yeah,
I can't even say be my Valentine. This already passed.
Word. I guess you can for next year. Just be very.
I literally type it. I'll be on her page so much, bro.
No, you won't.
I put. I type at. And hers like one of the first that pop up, bro.
No, this how, means you recently.
That's how often I be on your shit, bro. You love paint, you know what I'm saying? That's how often I be on it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't even know what to tweet. My palms are getting sweaty.
Just thinking about it.
Yo, all I know is this. Yeah, you hold this podcast back because you don't want to admit
to the simp things
that you do.
People in the comments.
And apparently I'm a simp because of whatever y'all think that I do, even though what I do isn't that crazy.
It is, though.
It's not.
Because really, you hold the podcast back because you're not talking about that right there.
I'll say it.
No, you will not.
Yes, I would.
Nah, don't do it, because then you're gonna be like, "Now it's your turn," and I'm not.
No, I don't, because I know you're not gonna say it anyway. Because you act as if like you've never in your life held a girl's hand, and it's like, stop.
I haven't though.
And the thing is, your situation would be way better content than mine. just way better content. But you just act like, oh no, that part of my life never ever happened.
Would you ever show, like, if you had a girl, would you show her on YouTube? Like, would you introduce her as your girl?
No.
I always thought, like, no.
I don't even show y'all the people I bring to the house.
Nah, I'm just saying, if you, let's say you made more videos where you showed your face. And, because in my opinion, like, so if I'm with somebody, of course, theoretically, there's like
was this the conversation that you and the theoretical girl used to have?
No, I wouldn't have that. I'd just be like, no, don't record me. I would just be like, there's big parts. Let's say you're spending the day, there's a lot of shit you just can't record. So whether it's for a YouTube story or Instagram story, it's just dead that day because you don't want to show nothing, because this is not content that you're going to post. See what I'm saying? Yeah, so I don't know. I'm saying no now, but that might change. I'm not going to lie. I wouldn't do it like in fucking 3 months. That would be wild. And people do that pretty frequently. And I'm like, I don't know.
Because
if it went inevitably, because most do fail. I don't know. I just don't want to be in a situation where like that content lives forever on my channel.
True. But no, I wouldn't. You could just take it off your channel, because it's not like.
I'm not taking a video, especially like it's a sponsor. You legally can't take it off. But even if you could take it off, I'm not taking down videos I work my ass off on.
But you've done that already on your channel.
If there's a good reason for it.
Oh, okay.
The reason can't be I no longer talk to her. Right?
I don't even know what to say, bro.
Facts. Me neither.
I'm talking about to this tweet.
Okay. Let me see what you wrote so far.
No, I ain't write nothing.
Okay, let me think of some clever shit to say.
Well, I'll just be like, yo, I miss your streams. Like,
I miss your streams. No, say some shit like,
why do you?
I'm trying to think here.
Okay, why are you thinking that? This is what he's claiming that I simp on. Which is really not that much of a simp, but if what I'm about to say is a simp, what y'all do is far higher than of a simp level than
that. It's not really simping, you're just shooting a shot. What's wrong with that?
No, not on the tweet, not on the tweet what I'm about to say on the thing. So 2-3 weeks ago,
probably. What are you about to say? Hold on.
What?
Oh, you about to say something compromising, right?
Not for y'all.
Oh, okay, keep going.
Yeah. 2-3 weeks ago, he brought a girl. No. Now, 2-3 weeks ago, my car battery messed up.
Oh, you know I'm about to say this. I know you know I'm about to say this.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
My car battery messed up, and Waleed jumped it, went to Walmart later on that day to go get a new car battery, and or at least to get it. I went to go get it tested first and then figure out I'll probably just go look at, like, if I can go grab a car battery real quick. Went to Walmart. And the shorty was working at Walmart, and I needed help kind of like pointing out if they had any more batteries tucked off in the back somewhere. Cause I know a lot of times in the automotive section, you can go in the back and go get another battery that you may need. So she helped me out, and she was just kind of creating conversation like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, my car is messing up too. Yada, 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 woody, woody, whoop. I was like, yeah, that sucks. You know, car problems, right?
Before you keep going, sorry to interrupt. What is whoopty whoopty whoop? I hear DDG say that. I don't know if that's like, I thought that was a his thing. Is that like a cultural thing? Whoopty whoopty whoop 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 whoop.
Oh, you're black.
I'm asking because the only person black? I've heard say that is DDG. You just said it right now.
You're not black.
Are you going to answer the question?
Are you black?
Of course.
Well, you should know what it means. Anyway.
Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Okay.
Woody woody is just like so on and so on and so on, or okay, et cetera, blah, blah, blah.
He's the only person I've ever heard say that.
No, there's a lot of people in the South say it.
Okay.
But at least in that context, it just means blah, blah, blah. Okay. Like, you don't have to go through everything. So anyway, woody, woody, woo. You know what I'm saying?
Kobe.
I still have that door. You said that thing open to me as a moth is hanging around the window right now.
Anyway, is it really?
I ain't seen him in a second, but yeah. Okay. Anyway, woody, woody, woo. We talking. I was like, yeah, you know, car problems. Yeah, you know how that goes, right? Mm-hmm. So now I'm like, yeah. And then she said, yeah, right. Because right now I'm Ubering back and forth to work and it's just costing me a lot of money. Now, here's the thing that's crazy. Well, you really think about it, because she worked at Walmart, $10 an hour. If you work in an 8-hour shift, that's $80 for that day, which, as a side note, saying that out loud is outrageous. You know, I used to do that too. And she was saying how for her, it would cost her like $20, $25 for the day to get like from there to work and back and stuff like that. So that alone, she would end up be spending like, she'd go from $80 to like $60 or $55 if she made for that day, which is just wild if you think about it.
It is.
So then I was like, oh, that's crazy, man. You know, yeah, well, you got to hurry and get that car fixed.
Vortex did that too, by the way. I always thought it was crazy. Yeah, even like he'd be afraid to wake me up because he'd be like, he'd sleep at my house a lot when we were in Ajax. And mm-hmm. I'd be like, yo, I'll drop you off, man. He's like, no, I don't want to bother you. But I was like, I'm not going to let you spend fucking $10.
Crazy.
Yeah, so all right.
So then I was like, yeah, that's crazy. And then it kind of got to the point where I said, but I'm kind of new to this area. And she's like, oh, yeah, so what side of the city you lived on? I told her what side I lived on, because in the city is like two different areas where if you're on one side, you know, you're making the money. If you're not, then you're on the other side. So then I told her we're on the side where I'm making money. So she was like, you live over there? Like, you live like in there? Because she's like, there's a lot of big houses over there. And I was like, yeah, there is a lot of big houses over there. I'm in one of them. So she was like, what? That's crazy.
Oh, you said
that's,
that?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So then she was like, so she was like, what? That's crazy. Like, where you like? And I told her like where I live. She's like, oh, yeah, I think I know, because there's a lot of houses over there in XYZ. I was like, yeah. You should come over and get expired. You know what I'm saying? Get inspired.
Did you actually say that?
Yeah, I did. I didn't say you should come over and get inspired. I said, yeah, you should come over and catch the vibes. You know what I'm saying? You know, because that's what I used to do. I usually just like just drive around neighborhoods, kind of get a vibe. You know, kind of cool. Set goals.
Oh, I'm speaking to hindsight. You should have been like, oh, just I'll show you around. You just come through. That's better than be inspired. Who the fuck is like, oh, I want to be inspired. Let me go to your house.
No, I didn't. Well, I didn't say inspired. But I said,
that would be weird if you said that.
I said, yo, you should just come over. Yeah, you should come on, catch your vibes. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yada, yada, yada. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, you know, you never, you know, been in places like that. You know, it's cool, right? She was like, oh, yeah, for real. You got me come on. I was like, yeah, sure. So then exchange numbers. So then at first, this is what it felt like. At first, it felt like she was using me to get rides back and forth.
Word.
From work to a job. And that's why they were calling me a simp. Because I would like leave at the house at like mad late to go pick her up.
What's the time you leave at?
Like three in the morning.
Okay.
You wanted me to make sure I said 3 a.m. Yeah, like three in the morning. I would go to Walmart, pick her up, and then drop her off. Mind you, though, she only lived like 15 minutes from Walmart. So it's not like I was going like on the other side of the world or anything like that. So it was all still within the same city. I wasn't going that far at all. It would literally take, I don't know why I'm even explaining, going to that detail.
Keep going.
Anyway, so apparently that made me a simp.
But no, after, that was, okay, keep going.
No, that was it. That's, from my understanding, that's it.
Nah, but for some reason though, I'm not going to say it. I'll just let you tell
it. No,
me.
Say it.
But you were doing with the, like the, what? The thing Waleed said a couple pods ago.
Oh, I was deleting the thing?
Yeah. So why did you do that?
Oh, no. So, well, hey, I don't like people to know my business anyway. So it's not that big of a deal. So, yeah, the fact, so she's a chick where I brought over to the house and she just walked in the house and she's like, yo, this house is big. Oh my God. Yada, yada, yada. Hindsight, now I'm like thinking like, yeah, I kind of invited her to kind of look at the house anyway. So I should not have been saying like, yo, go straight downstairs.
You still did that?
Yeah.
That's basically wild.
But Waleed was in the kitchen when she came in. So I'm like, what's the odds that anybody in this house is going to be up at like 3-4 o'clock in the morning?
Weed is always up
at which is time. Ridiculous. Yeah. But he's up in the kitchen. So then he's up.
I need to scratch my face so bad, but you know this thing.
Oh wow.
Oh man. Ooh. So
wait.
Let me got that scratching. Good shit.
Ridiculous.
Let me hit the Kobe.
So she
Kobe. Oh, missed. Sorry.
So she comes over the house. Yeah. We go downstairs. But since she saw Waleed when she walked in, she was like kind of self-conscious about doing anything downstairs. Cause she was like, yo, I don't, cause like, he here, he know like what's going on. Yada, yada. I was like, you don't really care. Like, I don't think nobody really care, but I can't really tell her that. Cause she's going to be like, who do you take me for? Yada, yada, whatever. So then we go downstairs and a part of me is like, nah, you gonna give it up tonight. I've been driving you back and forth. Nah, you gonna give it up.
So then,
as we're about to start doing it, I thought Waleed went back upstairs. So no, Waleed does his new ritual where he doesn't eat in his room anymore. He eats in the collab room. So she hears, as we about to start doing it, she hears footsteps. She's like, oh my God, he can hear us. I didn't know he was that close. He can hear us. I'm like, oh my God. So then we can't even do it. So then literally I came downstairs, came back upstairs, and I see Waleed in the kitchen.
Man, what the hell? Get that remote away from you.
So then we can't do it. Go back upstairs. And then Waleed, I'm telling her, no, I think he just went upstairs. I think that was a noise. She went upstairs.
Oh, yeah?
Went upstairs and Waleed dead, still in the kitchen. I'm like, probably, what are you was
he
doing?
Playing, he was playing Friends, right? Or Parks and Rec.
I don't know what he was playing. He was just eating and they were just in the kitchen when we walked back up.
Mm-hmm.
And then she kind of looked at me like, yeah, see here. And I'm looking at Waleed like, what are you? It's 4 o'clock, nigga. Go to sleep. What is you doing right now? So then I'm going back in the car, dropping her off at the house.
That's tough.
And then
that's very tough.
But she came back when y'all were gone.
I know.
So yeah, when y'all went to New York, I was like, oh, she coming over. That's all dead. And then she came over, smashed that night.
Mm.
And then I actually had somebody else come over later on that night.
Mm.
Yeah, smashed that night too. So
wow.
Yeah, they're back. And then it was crazy that night when the other chick was here. She actually spent the night here.
Mm. I don't think you ever do that.
That's my second time doing it.
Wow.
That's facts, bro. And she was the older lady.
Oh, word.
Yeah.
So you just stopped talking to her?
No, actually, I still talk to her.
Oh, okay.
The younger one that worked at Walmart, she don't work there no more, actually, because she said she got fired because she couldn't keep making it to work because she didn't have a way to get back and forth.
Oh, word.
So she just. What is that?
It's a mosquito.
That's the last thing I need to see.
Yeah, a mosquito? Let me close the window.
Yo, you're outrageous. Anyway, yeah. So she got fired, but I don't really talk to her no more. But, for people out there who don't know, I got a stripper pole in my bedroom. So when she saw the stripper pole, she was mad excited. She was
really?
Like, she was like,
been like, who'd you have on this? Or at the start,
so I ain't gonna lie. She asked me that same question too.
Who'd you have on this?
The first girl I used to have over here all the time, who was the one that was pregnant, and I ended up smashing. I didn't know she was pregnant. She asked me the same question, like, yo, I ain't gonna get on here if somebody else is on here. And I was like, so you think I just bought a stripper pole just for you to be on it right now? Like,
just one. Really? I knew I was gonna meet you at Walmart today. So, and I knew I was gonna. And ooh,
I was. Knew. Well, no, your crazy thing. The girl at Walmart, she actually just jumped on it first.
Oh, word.
She was like, oh my God. She's like, gently, wee, and just jumped on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but then that's when she's like, wait, has somebody else been on this pole? I was like, no, you're the only one. I bought it specifically because I knew you were gonna come over and I was gonna install it.
You
bought it
so you can use it. I've been the only one on it.
That's
what you should have told her.
Like, what sense does that make? Of course somebody else has been on it. Like, what do you want me to say?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I told her. I said, no. I said, it's like, no. I mean, there's been a few people on it already.
And when you say a few, she immediately thought, like, 20.
Yeah, exactly. And she was like,
Why would you say that?
Well, I was supposed to say.
You were like, actually, I just got it last week.
No, she saw it the first time she was here.
I then just literally say, like, I literally just got it. They're not gonna be like, no, it's in your Instagram story.
No, sometimes they are.
You don't do Instagram stories.
No, I'm not talking about, no, sometimes they're going to be like, nah, you lying. Because they really want to hear me say, yeah, somebody else been on.
No, bro, they just want.
No, women will just ask you stupid questions because they actually want to see if you're going to tell the truth or not.
No, it's not. They just want to confirm what they already think. Exactly. Even if it's not true.
Okay, yeah, you're right. But it was true. So even if I told her, no, you're the only one who's going to be on it as soon as you leave tonight, I'm taking it down. Like, she's not going to believe that anyway.
They don't think about their question that logically. Speaking theoretically, just theoretically, okay, of course. Okay. I don't think she would think about your question. She wouldn't dissect the framework of your response.
How was I going to say, agent?
I would just say, like, I just got that last week.
Actually. And she
would
have been like, well, yeah, right.
I'd be like, I dead haven't even used it. I don't even know if it's safe.
Because the first person who did.
That'd be a good ass lie. I don't even know if it's. Let me try it real quick. Hold on.
Jesus. The first person who did use it, I told her that, and she said the same thing. Like, nah, it's probably been people.
But that's what they're gonna say by default.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying.
But
I'm
not confirm it anyway. I mean, if it works, it works.
And then she literally was like, "Oh, you gonna have to clean this dinner if you want me on it."
Oh yeah. Like, did you?
Did I?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Okay. Like, all right, so
so here's the thing I'll be telling you and Waleed. When they come over to the house, and I'm being dead serious, this is Uncle Lo talking y'all right now.
Mm.
When they walk into this house, it's a privilege that they came into this house.
Mm.
The odds of them ever walking into a house as big ever again in life is slim to none. So enjoy yourself. Stop asking too many questions. Stop walking around. Enjoy yourself.
They only see the 2,000 square feet that you live in, man. They don't see the rest of the house.
But I'm just talking about in general when they because she came, she saw she didn't see all the way upstairs.
If you ever brought someone in this room, I'd assassinate you. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, if you ever did some shit, I'd be like, all right, I'm going to buy a sledgehammer that night and your TV or something. No,
I haven't even brought a girl who isn't related to me in some way up on this floor, let alone in any other room on this floor. And then, like, even in the, even on the rest of the floor, but even going back to my point, majority of these women who are like our age, like most of them are like in apartments or are they sharing townhouses with somebody else?
We're technically sharing too, though. It's just a much bigger place, but we're sharing too.
The places that we're sharing, my downstairs area, and maybe another subsection of it is probably just as big as their entire apartment.
But so then it's not really. I get what you're saying, but at the same time.
So enjoy yourself. That's what I'm saying. Enjoy yourself.
But you're acting like it's a theme park or something where there's a ton of things to do. You know what I mean?
To them, it is.
It's not no fucking theme park, man.
Literally, every single woman I brought in this house has literally been like, oh my God, it's so beautiful here. Oh my God, it's so big. Oh my God, like, look at the kitchen. Look at the island. Like, they're like ecstatic by it. They're ecstatic just by the size of it. Because again, this is their fat, like, their imagination of, like, what it looks like to make it or what it is just to have a big house. When to us, I don't really care about half the shit that's in the house. It's just a lot of space. And that's what I more so like. And the fact that I have my own space. But to them, oh my God, the kitchen. Imagine if somebody came up here in this room and saw that fucking master bathroom.
Everyone's always mostly impressed by that.
Exactly. Because it's like a hotel lobby.
Yeah.
So imagine if a woman came in here and was like, oh my God, that's the master bath. Oh my, they'll lose their mind.
Yeah.
So they just enjoy yourself.
Mm.
Stop asking too many questions. Stop looking around.
Okay.
Enjoy yourself.
All right.
That's it.
All right. Word.
Because after tonight, I don't know what's going to happen with you. But I know what I'm going to be back in this house. I know what I'm going to be at.
Okay.
So don't blow your chance. Don't blow your chance to come back in here. And that's a fact. That's just a fact.
Yeah, word.
Fact. Oh, yeah, the first time I talked to the Walmart chick, I did get, she topped me off in a car, though. Yeah, when we back. Bro. Oh, then I found out she was bisexual.
What the hell?
Can I say that?
Well, no, you didn't say her name, though, so it's whatever.
No. Yeah, no, I'm talking about just the word.
Oh, I mean, who cares? Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, so I found out she was that, and I found out she lived with her girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, you told me that.
Yeah, she lived with her girlfriend.
Whoa, she was in a relationship?
Well, they were going through something at the time. Which I don't I think once she lost her job, she moved out from her girlfriend. Because she was telling me about how I pulled the same thing I did in the last podcast. So I was like, she was like, you're having like a lot of problems with her right now. And I was like,
anytime someone feels comfortable telling me problems they're having with another person and it's shit that they wouldn't say to their face, bro, that's the biggest red flag of all time.
Yeah.
I don't want you to tell me shit about like this person behind their back that you didn't already say to them. So I would never do that to you guys. So can you imagine if I talked to somebody else and I was like, yeah, Lowe's doing this. I ain't bring it up to him yet. But isn't that crazy though? Like, what am I going to gain from that? That's corny. That's always corny to me.
But she used to just lie to her and say that I was her Uber driver when I used to drop her off.
The same Uber driver? You just got real lucky? Just same road?
Oh, well, I don't think she was always waiting outside, but oh, okay. She just saw. And she would just say, yeah, like,
oh, you're being dropped off in a Toyota pretty frequently. You're just getting, this is real convenient. It's the same Toyota. Wow. Isn't that crazy? It's the same license plate. Isn't that crazy?
Crazy. Crazy. But she used to tell me like a whole bunch of stuff that her girlfriend used to be. And I hit her with a Joe Budden line.
What's that?
Where I was like, yeah, she's like, yeah, I don't really feel her no more. Like we just going through it and stuff like that. And I was like, I understand. Ex-life partners trying to coexist as roommates. I get where you're coming from.
You didn't. I know you didn't say a lyric.
And then she was like, "That's the perfect way to say it, because we are trying to coexist as roommates, and I don't think this is going to work out." I low-key think she was. I low-key because she didn't even know you lived here. I didn't even really want her to know that Waleed lived here. I just wanted her to think that I had the whole house to myself anyway.
You do.
Yeah, I know, right? So, what I'm about to say, I think she was also trying to leverage herself to be like, can I stay at your house?
Word, yeah. That shit is always scary.
Yeah, I know. Because it definitely would have been a no. It would have been a quick no.
No.
It would have been a quick no.
Can you imagine? That's actually one of the first rules we made in the house. The rules were,
ACs rules keep getting broken.
No, they do not.
Yeah.
The rules, we made a few rules. AC stays at 70 or room temperature.
Oh, well.
Which is a little bit different because each room is heated differently.
Yeah, I'm about to say, yeah.
Yeah, which is kind of ass. You can't add any new people to the house. So if you, because that's the problem I had in uni, is somebody got in a relationship in her house and their girl came and lived with us and he didn't even ask us for permission. And then here she is taking up all the fucking shower time. I got to go to class. Bitch, get out the shower. Shit was annoying. So that had to be a rule.
Y'all broke that rule.
No, we did not.
Yes.
You're such a fucking cap artist.
Yes, yo, no, we did.
No, cut the shit, bro.
Nah, well, when you say that, I don't know how long you're referencing, but y'all definitely.
For like half, for the second whole semester.
Oh, no, not that long.
Not that she stayed over enough times that in uni.
So what's enough times?
She lived there.
Okay.
She didn't have another residence.
Oh, okay.
So, and it's like, and then the water bill got way higher, and we don't have money, so it's like.
But what's the difference between you don't have another residence and you've now slept here for like 5 days in a row?
No, bro, cut it out. It's not the same thing.
It's not exactly the same. But
it's not even remotely. I would never break that rule ever, because I value.
I'm not saying you broke it, right?
Just in generally speaking.
Okay.
I would, because I like to be alone as much as I like to be with other people. So,
this is the biggest capster of all time.
It's not.
I swear.
Hey, for the last month, what the fuck have I been doing?
Yeah, the last couple of months. When you talk, it's like you're just holding the shift key. All cap. Everything you just say is all cap.
It's so corny, crazy. Yo. You're so
it's
fucking
all
corny.
Cap. Everything you say is all cap.
And what was the other rule we had? We had a third rule. I forgot what it was.
I guess it was the no party rule.
Was it a no party rule?
Yeah, because I mean that was kind of the thing we were lying to real estate agents anyway about.
No, I mean I've never thrown a single party unless you call like when Davis, Peter, and him come over. Unless that's a party.
I know, but that you said what's a rule, and that would be one of our rules.
Okay, yeah.
And we had one party here. Well, Waleed threw a party.
No, when did he ever throw a party?
All those people who came in here?
Technically, that means he throws parties every week.
No. That one time when it was like a shit ton of people here.
I don't remember that.
When we had to leave to go to, what's the place called? The burger joint? Steak and Shake.
Oh.
Yes.
Bro, and man, that was
crazy.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Some people got banned from the house that day, man.
Yes, that was crazy.
Crazy.
That was... outrageous. That was that made absolutely no sense.
Word.
But yeah, I mean, you know, I feel like y'all break more rules than I do.
Sorry, you looked at me like crazy.
Because again, I dare you to say it. I dare you to say it.
Yo, I just know I don't break those rules, except the air conditioning one, just because my room is a different temperature.
I don't care.
Me and Waleed's, my office and Waleed's room are wildly different temperatures. So no matter where I put it, either I'm uncomfortable or he is. So it's kind of fucking annoying.
I don't care because I'm all the way downstairs. And I normally, even if y'all want to have it as cold as y'all have it, I normally have the heat on downstairs anyway.
Word.
Which is about to stop to happen anyway because it's about to get hot out here. So.
Yeah, it was 21 degrees Celsius today. Beautiful.
I don't know what that means.
Like 70 Fahrenheit.
Yeah.
And so beautiful. It's time.
But yeah, I don't break rules, you know.
Yeah, you do.
I don't. You do. But that's not simping.
What you did?
What I just explained is a simping.
Round trips at 3 a.m. and then...
Let me know in the comment section.
Making sure the footage doesn't exist is simping. Come on.
But I've been deleting footage before that, though.
I know, but regardless...
Ayo, let me know if that's simping.
First of all, why would you delete it, but then you feel comfortable talking about it on a podcast? I've never seen single person you ever brought to the house, ever. One, because I don't care, but two, because even if I did, the footage doesn't exist. And so, like, even if I know you have someone, I'm not going to go downstairs and be like, who's that? You know what I mean? I haven't even, like, have I ever asked? I think one time I was like, oh, let me see. And you're like, no. I was like, oh, okay. I genuinely don't give a fuck, but I just think it's interesting. Me and Willie were in New York, and then Willie's like, oh, there's something on the thing, right? So a few minutes later, because we were busy, he looked at his phone to look at, like, what was that? Because when we're away, we're like more on alert. And then the footage was no longer there. And Willie remembered the clip before, my Land Rover wasn't there. And so he's like, the Land Rover just fucking happened to return. And I was like, oh man, Lo is bugging right now.
You know what's so crazy? That was a second chick.
Word.
Yeah.
Tough.
Yeah, the Land Rover is the second chick.
So yeah, that is 100% simping.
That's not simping.
Come on, bro.
It's not simping.
Lo, doing round trips at 3 a.m.
And if that's simping, that's at the bottom of simping.
All right, man. If you say so, but
compared to the amount of simpage that happens in this house, that's at the bottom.
All right. Hey, that's podcast listeners, bottom. Thank you guys so much for watching this podcast.
Yo, podcast listeners, let me know if that's simping.
Yeah, but on a scale of 1 to 10, not at all, and 10 being, yo, you out of pocket. Right?
And where would you rate it?
That's 7. It's 7.
Not.
I'm telling you
it's not.
If it was like at a reasonable time, maybe it'd be like a 4, but at 3, bro.
What's reasonable for us? We're not like we got to get up and go up in the morning.
It's
and do
a 7, man. It's a 7, Lo.
No, it's not.
I'm letting you know it's a 7.
What's a reasonable time for us? We don't work a regular job.
Like 7 p.m.
But we don't work a regular job.
It doesn't matter. There's still reasonable times regardless of what our work hours are.
She gets off of work at 3. So how is someone going to do it?
Exactly. You don't. That's what I'm saying. It's a 7.
And if that's a 7, which you did... 25.
Are you out of here?
It's off the charts.
I ain't do shit, bro. Hey, podcast listeners.
Oh, I can't.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this.
I'm calling out the next pod because I got the Roni. Because you just be capping.
Hey, thank you guys for listening to the podcast. If you guys are on YouTube, make sure go Noti Gang, 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 Gang.
You a cap star.
Spotify, cap star. Stitcher, Google Play, Apple Podcast, rate us a 5-star fall RSS.
Champion at camp. Yo, shout out to Miss Pretty Love Pink. Forget anything I said.
Just tweet
that's
her.
All.
Tweet
that's
her,
all.
Tweet her. Tweet
that's
her.
All stories. That's all my passion. I'm a grown man. I change, you know what I'm saying? I be my grown man stuff now. You hit me up, follow me back, you know what I'm saying? Might fly you out, you know what I'm saying? It's the flights are cheap.
If you ever,
and who did? Okay, so if what I did is a 7,
that would be tough.
There's no way.
I'd never in my life do some shit like that. I'm not gonna lie. Never. Unless I live, no, I would have to know her because I live near her. Because when Vortex came over, I got his flight. There's a lot of people's flights that I book, but it's like, but if I don't know you and we met on, that's wild. That you're right. That would be wild.
Agent, if what I did is a 7.
I will end it, bro. That's
what
a 7.
What you've done is a 25.
A 7.
What Waleed has done,
It's a 7, bro.
49.
Let it go. It's a 7.
Walita's a 49.
Okay, it's a 7. But you got a 7. Once you add a 10, you got 7, all right? It's not a 7. Thank you guys for listening to this pod.
Yo, shout out to Miss Pretty Little Pink, though.
Bro. Yo, bro. She's cutting. Either hitting you up or she's not. Let it go.
You keep cutting me off, bro.
All right, go ahead, Jerry.
You keep cutting me off.
Go ahead.
You're going to have problems after this podcast. You could keep cutting me off, bro.
I'm going to end it now because you don't feel.
Yo, I'm just saying. Yo, hit me up. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
I don't even know what it's at. Hey, yo, chat. Tell me what the.
Chat?
Nah, chat.
Live?
Yo, I'm actually gonna put on Twitter right now. Tell me what to say. You know what I'm saying? Yo, in the YouTube comments, yo, tell me what to say. And I'll tweet it at her. You know what I'm saying? I'll tweet it at her. You know what I'm saying?
We'll catch you guys in the next podcast. You know what I mean? I'm gonna come, you know, always fitted.
People dead ass think I'm serious too.
I know. Cause they can't tell your jokes apart.
People dead ass. Oh yeah, when we doing the comedy thing.
When Willie comes back. I gotta build out my bits. And when are we?
Hey, let me know in the comment section who y'all think is funnier, agent or me.
You're giving them too much things to do. They're gonna have to rate your simp levels. They're gonna tell you what to say to Pretty Little Pink, and then they're also gonna have to say who's funnier.
But I'll just put that on Twitter right now. Who's funnier? In the podcast, bro. Hurry
thank
up.
You guys.
Hurry up and end the podcast.
Man. I've been trying to. You hurry keep up interrupting me. Hey, it's love. Appreciate you guys showing support. We'll catch you guys
Pretty
in the
loves
next one.
Pink.
Okay, low, we get it, right? We can I end this shit? All right, man. If everyone already hasn't left, they definitely left now. We'll catch you guys in the next one. Peace.